In the 1960s, Mac Rabeneck became known to rock fans as Dr. John the Night Tripper. His act combined elements of psychedelia, voodoo, and medicine shows. But as a musician, Rabeneck is also indebted to a long line of New Orleans pianists. Today, he pays tribute to one of them.
Right now, I'm going to play a little bit of music by a guy I consider the greatest New Orleans piano player, most versatile of them all, and a guy who's the only one person I ever considered that I knew that was a genius. James Carroll Booker III played a style of piano that they call, I believe they call it butterflying or a little stride, and it's a style of piano where you play your left hand like so. So just a motion thing that a lot of piano players have used. And but more to the thing, I'm going to play some of the music that he was known for, a thing he did on a Pine Top Boogie that we recorded in the 50s and a few other times, and this is it. Was the old Pine Tops Boogie a la James Booker. And I like to do an old 8-bar blues that he had recorded in the 50s with a group called the Hawks. And it's a song called Ayaya, which is a New Orleans way of saying, I hear you.
Gonna tell you how much your funeral will cost. Ay, 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 ay. Thank you.
That's 8-Bar Blues a la James Booker. One of the things that he always had going that none of the rest of the cats, that he had a great classical training. He had gone through college as a teenager and went to work as a very young child as a studio pianist and on the road with artists such as Joe Tex and Marvin Gaye and Fats Domino, innumerable artists of various different kinds. And he taught me how to play organ and taught many of the guys so much of the music. Very responsible for the Neville Brothers being what they are today. And it's a privilege to be able to do something of his.
A compact disc collection, The Ultimate Dr. John, has been released by Warner Special Products.